Indian officials claim militants had ties to Pakistan. This hasn't been confirmed. Pakistani author and journalist Ahmad Rashid has written extensively about terrorism in Central and South Asia. His most recent book is Descent into Chaos, The United States and the Failure of Nation Building in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Central Asia. He joins us from Rome. Mr. Rashid, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And how do you feel about the general assertion the Indian government is making that you can trace these attacks back to Pakistan?
Well, I think, you know, I don't see any reason why the civilian government in Pakistan or the army or the intelligence services would mount such an attack at such a fragile time when Pakistan is deeply vulnerable. We are in an economic crisis. We are virtually bankrupt. In fact, we've been asking India to invest in Pakistan. We're facing a huge terrorist threat ourselves. Just a few days ago, a major general of the Pakistani commandos was assassinated in Islamabad, the Marriott Hotel was blown up in Islamabad 2 months ago. But I do think that it's very possible that Al-Qaeda is deeply involved and possibly using one or two of the Pakistani/Kashmiri groups mm-hmm. as a surrogate to have trained these Indian militants. Now, I think the strategic reason for that is because Al-Qaeda and the Pakistani Taliban are very hard-pressed in the tribal areas that border Afghanistan. They are facing the Pakistan army onslaught from the Pakistani side, and they're facing a rain of U.S. missiles from U.S. forces in Afghanistan falling in the tribal areas, killing top people. And I think, you know, the option for them here was to create a diversion. And no better diversion can be created in this region than an Indo-Pak escalation, a near-war situation between India and Pakistan. And I think that's what they're trying to create. And I fear very much that the leaders of both these countries, if they, you know, if mm-hmm. they continue this accusations against each other, we are going to be falling into the trap that Al-Qaeda is setting for us.
So let me understand this, Mr. Rashid. You don't right now see any specific evidence of Al-Qaeda's involvement, but you see this attack as suiting their purposes.
No, I do see specific. I mean, the whole modus operandi of this attack was certainly not carried out by Indian Muslim militants who have been carrying out attacks in the last year, but very amateur attacks. They've been putting bombs on bicycles and loosening them in the bazaar. I mean, you can't compare that with what happened in Mumbai in the last couple of days. So clearly, Al-Qaeda, I think, you know, and the fact that, you know, multiple targets, Jewish targets, Americans, British, the way the Suicide Squad handled itself, trying to extend and expand their operations, all this does bear the hallmark of Al-Qaeda training. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that Al-Qaeda itself directly is involved. It could have contracted out the training of this group to Pakistani groups or to other groups, to other Arab groups. We don't even know exactly where this group was trained, for example.
Mr. Rashid, thank you very much for being with us. Ahmad Rashid, Pakistani author and journalist, joining us by phone from Rome. Thanks so much, sir.